Them niggas, they wanted to be just like us. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to be just like us. When we came in the high boys, you know what I'm saying? They wanted to be just like us. They wanted to be high boys too, you know what I'm saying? They wanted to feel just like we be, you know what I'm saying?
I was raised on that money shit. Raised on that money shit. Raised on that money shit. All them niggas, they was stunning this, stunning this, stunning this. Niggas, they was stunning this. I was raised on that money shit. Raised on that money shit. Raised on that money shit. On me and baby, we was stunning this, nigga. We was stunning this, nigga. We was stunning this. I was raised on that money shit, nigga. I ain't want me.
My nigga count
wanted me to come, nigga. You know I'm street where I supposed to be.
Uptown.
Them niggas know I'm keeping it so street. I bees, nigga, where I bees. Them niggas hating on me, cause I keep fuck a street. The streets up in me, nigga, you know I be. I hang with Baby and Wayne, nigga, you know I'm street. Plus them niggas, we all in the street. Them niggas want me, them niggas, they want me in streets. They want the beach, they want the beast that's up in me. They want the beach, they want the kid, they want the seats. They want the streets, they want it all, they want the feast. Them bitches want it, they want it all, they want the creep. I'm on phones, I'm on phones, I'm on G's. I'm on chrome, I'm on chrome, I'm on feast. Them bitches hating, they hating on G's, they don't hating on me. Hating on Jizzle, they new enough coming up with pistols.
Keep it real on.
I was raised on that money shit, raised on that money shit, raised on that money shit.
Yeah.
All them niggas, they was stunning this, stunning, they was stunning this, niggas, they was stunning this. I was raised on that money shit, raised on that money shit, raised on that money shit.
Yeah, money shit.
Me and baby, we was stunning this, nigga, we was stunning this, nigga, we was stunning this.
I was raised on that money shit, nigga. We was coming up, running, bitch. All them niggas, they was learning us. Money, nigga, coming us. Honey, nigga, coming us. Woman, nigga.
Bitch,
all them bitches, you know, yeah, that's my son, nigga. Wayne, that's my son, nigga. Ready for my calm, nigga. All my niggas and my motherfucking son, nigga. Made a mistake, but niggas still having fun, nigga. Fuck, nigga, no, I'm all G's, nigga, no, I'm all G's, nigga, keep it overseas, nigga. Freestyling, nigga, yeah, we on the beat, nigga, yeah, we on the beat, nigga, yeah, we make a creep, nigga. All them pussies, they be hating on me, nigga, hating on me, nigga, no, we keep it straight, nigga. Like my nigga, you know, we on feet, nigga. My nigga came home, he came home on feet, nigga. Rich gang, we filthy rich with G, nigga. Filthy rich G, nigga. Filthy rich key, nigga. Come holla, nigga. Come holla at me, nigga. Holla at me, nigga. Yeah, we overseas, nigga.
I was raised on that money shit. Raised on that money shit. Raised on that money shit. All them niggas, they was stunning this. Stunning, they was stunning this. Niggas, they was stunning this. I was raised on that money shit, raised on that money shit, raised on that money shit. Me and baby, we was stunning this, nigga, we was stunning this, nigga, we was stunning this.
I can see shit, man, I can see shit, but I see my nigga, see us doing what we doing, nigga.
It's
getting money all day, every day. And what we doing, nigga, getting this money all day, every day, stacking up the motherfucker. On full to the ceiling, nigga. Filled with paper, motherfucker. Green papers every motherfucker, right, nigga. Green and white. Nigga, fuck, holler at me, nigga.
Okay, this sermon is entitled Only One Truth, Hellbound and Exposed. I'd like to open up with prayer and then with a few verses. Dear God, thank you for giving us your clear word. Thank you for allowing us to see what it says. Bless the listeners. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 24 reads, The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Now there's this unsaved fraud on YouTube who goes by the YouTube handle Only One Truth. And I believe this guy's name is Donald Smith, and he is nothing more than an obnoxious, obstreperous, Billingsgate-spewing, loudmouth and hypocrite, and he's teaching the same false gospel that all false prophets push. So let's take a listen to what he has to say, and then I'm going to break it down and expose him as the unsaved devil that he is. Here goes.
Somewhere, some preacher told him, you're fine in your sin. You're going to heaven because you made this prayer, and you're good. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. And it's mimicked over and over and over and over again for so long of a time that now everybody has just bought the lie. Come on, guys. It's so clear. James 2:24 says that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. And I hear preachers over and over saying, you're saved by faith alone, when the Bible says you're not saved by faith alone. Why are they doing something and saying something that's totally opposite of what the scripture says? Why would you do that?
Now, the first thing he's doing is he's claiming that a majority of preachers are telling people they need to say a prayer to be saved, and that's not what anyone who believes in free grace is actually teaching. That would be something these unsaved IFB frauds are doing with their confusion about Romans chapter 10. Nevertheless, true preachers of God's word are not getting people to pray some prayer. The second thing he's doing is he's basically denying the simple fact that Jesus Christ paid for all our sins, and that's why it's up to him to have the works. And he's guilty of the logical fallacy known as appealing to the minority, and I'm not talking about individual opinions, I'm talking about the minority of scriptures. And he's basically using James chapter 2 as the be-all and end-all of salvific doctrine, and he's ignoring the rest of the Bible. The Apostle Paul made it clear in the book of Romans, specifically, that we're saved by faith in Christ, apart from works. We see this in Romans chapter 3 in verse 22, verse 25, verse 26, 28, 30, Romans 4, 3, Romans 4, 5, Romans 4, 11, Romans 4, 24, Romans 5, 1. If you jump back to the book of John, we see the word believe come up a plethora of times. Believe and faith are synonymous and interchangeable. We have John 1, 12, we have John 3, 15, John 3, 16, John 3, 18, John 3, 36, 5, 24, 6, 35, 6, 4, 647, John 11, 25, and 26, so on and so forth. And the reason why he's doing this is because James 2 is the only portion of scripture that he can twist out of context. And even if he did pit James 2 against Romans and the epistles of Paul, it would just leave us with a bunch of overt contradictions. But he has eliminated any counter-argument to his James 2 fallacy by just pretending like these verses don't exist. And this proves he's nothing but an unsaved false prophet. And when it comes to false prophets who use the book of James soteriologically instead of the writings of Paul, who made it clear that salvific justification was by faith alone, this unsaved devil has failed to do several things. He needs to authenticate the type of works that are necessary. He needs to qualify, quantify, and specify. He has not elucidated any of this information. He just blindly throws out the term works. You have to have the works. Faith without works is dead. And it's just a bunch of garbage. So, Only One Truth is nothing more than a works-trusting, unsaved devil who's hellbound, and that's the reason why he denies that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. He also rejects eternal security, and he's teaching sinless perfectionism, pretending like he doesn't sin, which is just another telltale sign that he's not saved at all. So watch out for this fraud. He's nothing more than an unsaved devil with an accursed gospel. That's all I have. Let me go ahead and close in prayer. Dear God, thank you for giving us your clear word. Thank you for allowing us to see what it says. Bless the listeners. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Once upon a time, an old man went into the forest to cut some wood. His little dog went with him. As they went along, an old man dropped his mitten. Oh! Woof, 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 said the dog. And I think he was trying to tell the old man something. After a little while, a little mouse came by. Ooh, what a lovely warm house. It's just my size. Squeak! She jumped in. And a little while later, a little hare came by. Ooh, I wonder who lives in this lovely warm house. Is there any room for me? Of course, said the mouse. Come in. So the hare hopped in. Not long after, fox came by. Ooh, what a wonderful warm house. I wonder who lives in here. Is there any room for me? Of course, said the mouse and the hare. Come in. And soon after that, a wild boar came by. Oh, I wonder who lives in this lovely warm house. Is there any room for me? Of course, said the mouse, and the hare, and the fox. Come in. And a little while later, a big brown bear came passing by. Oh, I wonder who lives in this lovely warm house. Is there any room for me? Of course, said the mouse and the hare and the fox and the wild boar. Come in. Suddenly, the old man realized that he had dropped his mitten. He decided to go back and look for it. His little dog went running back through the woods. When the little dog saw the mitten, he couldn't believe his eyes. Woof, 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 said the dog as loud as he could. And the bear, and the wild boar, and the fox, and the hare, and the mouse. They all ran back into the forest as fast as their legs would carry them. Old man came looking for his dog. Oh, good boy. You have found my mitten. Woof, 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 said the little dog. And I think he was trying to tell the old man something.
Wait, what are you saying?
I like guys.
I've always hated those people! Oh, it's so loud and annoying! If it was up to me, I'd get rid of all of them and burn all those rainbow flags!
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Can we talk for a second?
Yeah. You know I always have time for you, my boy.
What's going on?
I know you do. But there's something I need to
tell you. Wait. Don't tell me. It's something about girls, isn't it? You're getting any action? You know, son, I haven't seen you bring a pretty woman to this house yet. And when I was your age, I was quite the stud. You can learn a thing or two from your old man right here.
That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. I've met someone.
Oh my gosh, he's finally met a girl. You know, son, love is such a beautiful and wonderful thing.
Yeah, it really is. I've never felt this way before. I'm really happy, Dad.
Oh my gosh. So, tell me, what's this girl's name? Now come on, son. Don't keep me in suspense here.
Well, his name is Lewis. That's what I've been trying to tell you. I'm gay.
Wait, what are you saying?
I like guys.
I've always hated those people! Always so loud and annoying! If it was up to me, I'd get rid of all of them and burn all those rainbow flags!
But Dad, when you say those things, you're saying them about me. Don't you care about me?
As long as you're one of those dancing fairies, I'm never gonna accept you as one of my sons. Do you understand that? No, get out! Get out!
Get out of here with one of your own!
Isaac, what's wrong? What's wrong, sweetie? You talk to me.
I hate Dad. I'm never coming back.
Oh, no, sweetheart. Eddie, what is going on? Our son just ran out of here crying, saying that he hated you.
Well, that boy just told me that he's gay. Ain't no son of mine gonna be gay. Not in this house, he's not, Claire.
Why can't you love and accept him for who he is?
Because, Claire, it's morally wrong to be gay. Don't you see this? It is written, Claire, Leviticus 18:22, a man shall not lie with another man as he does with a woman. And if he's going to learn to be a man, then he should learn to be a man like me, like his father. Shouldn't he?
Do you remember what my parents told me the first time I brought you home?
Claire, yes, of course I remember. They rejected me. Because I'm Latino, because of my brown heritage. Called me a bunch of awful names. Wetbag, chupacabras, chimichangas.
And I stood by you to defend you because I loved you for who you were. And I never let them talk to you like that again. They didn't accept you because of your heritage or the color of your skin, but I didn't care because I just saw the man that I loved. So now you're telling me you can't accept our son for who he loves?
This is different though, Claire.
Why? Because he gets to choose who he likes? Maybe our son was born this way. Who he loves, who he chooses to love, is his choice. And our job as parents is to love and support him no matter what.
This is difficult. It hurts inside.
If you turn your back on him now for who he chooses to love, then you are no better than my parents.
Maybe you're right. Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. How can I let my own ignorance just get in the way of being a good father to my son? I rejected our own son, just like your parents rejected me, Claire.
Hey, you have the opportunity to go and talk to your son and tell him that you still love him and support him no matter what, no matter who he chooses to love.
No, it's too late now. I said some pretty awful, mean, horrible things to our son, Claire. I don't think I can fix it now. I don't think he's coming back.
Don't worry. I have an idea.
You do?
Hey, sweetheart. Can you meet me over at the playground?
Yeah, about 10 minutes. Okay, I'll see you soon. Love you. Bye.
What are you doing here? Where's Mom?
She's not coming. Son, please. Come on, son. Please, have a seat. I want to talk to you about something. I just wanted to tell you that I'm sorry, son. I really am. I'm sorry for calling you all those bad names. For telling you that you're not welcome at my house. At your house. For who you are. No one should ever make you feel that way. Not me. Not anybody else in the street. Especially not at your own home.
So, what made you change your mind?
Your mother. She's the one that loved me and accepted me unconditionally. Even when her parents hated my guts. I don't know, I think they thought maybe I ate too many beans or something. I realized that it was wrong of me to reject my son for who he truly was.
So, you're okay with me being your son, even though I'm gay?
Even though you're gay, yes. Because that's who you truly are, son. You know? This is the playground where I used to bring you when you were just a little kid. You're always so full of energy. I just had to watch out and make sure you wouldn't get hurt, you know? That was my job. Isaac, the world is not always what it seems like. You know, as you grow up and you get older, you'll see that it's a very dark place. And it's just in me, it's my job to protect you from it. I realize I failed at that. But what I want you to know, son, is that Isaac, you will always be my son. Always. No matter who you love or how you choose to lead your life, you will always, always be my son. There can be no wrong that you could ever do that will make me stop loving you. And I want you to remember that no one should tell you how to lead your life, even those who are close to you. Because that is your choice how to lead your life. That's your choice. And as your father, I'll always love you. Okay, my son?
I love you, Dad.
I love you too. We're all born different. But that difference is exactly what makes each and every one of us unique. Just because you don't understand somebody else's difference, it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't need your love or your support. Every one of us are human. And so we all need to be loved and supported. If you want to watch more videos like these, more stories like these, remember to hit subscribe or hit like. And remember, share these videos with your family and friends, because that's what we're doing here at Generation Hope. Making the world a better place, one story at a time.